Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Elias. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so I've probably had about, 15 jobs, probably around there.
All right.
This is my best and worst job. I was a secret shopper for, wasn't for Safeway, but it was for a contract company.
So what exactly do you do if you're the secret shopper?
Watch tweakers for hours.
Okay.
Well, but are you supposed to buy certain products, or how does that work? I understand that from a restaurant perspective. I mean, sure. But how does it work?
About whatever you want. I mean, you can walk around. You're pretty much just doing laps around the store. You can grab a cart. You can make it seem as legit as you want. It was pretty much, I would watch tweakers for they would be in the store for 5 hours just loading up carts, waiting for their moment.
So and, were you more security? Was that more of a security position?
More of just stopping them from stealing.
Okay.
We were on a team, so we're allowed to, I don't really know where the line draws, but the company told us that we were allowed to be hands-on and bring them back into the store to either call the cops or trespass them, whichever one.
Let me ask you this. If you were secret shopping, and there's a customer in your grocery store and they're in the produce section, and you see them steal and eat a grape, do you approach them?
No.
Thank you.
You watch them. I mean, it's kind of just just an open door, I mean, what else are they going to do? That's kind of what you're thinking.
Okay. So you're going to keep your eye on them and see what else.
Maybe he's going to take two grapes.
What if they grab an apple and just kind of eat that?
No.
Too much?
See?
It's got to be worth it, worth the trouble.
Okay. So an apple, yes. A grape, no.
Depends on the apple. I mean, Granny Smith, maybe.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I like your thinking. Okay. I figured you'd appreciate that.
Yeah. How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, look, I don't work at security, but I can tell at the grocery store sometimes. Those people are just dumb.
Oh, the people that are trying to rip it off.
Yeah, like A, right, a couple of them, it's like, you smell like piss.
Right.
Right? And like B.O. So, guess that you don't have money to be in here.
Generally speaking, yeah.
And then they're just so weird and fidgety, and it's like, it's obvious you're going to steal something.
And usually, it's kind of the choice of groceries, too. And I'm thinking, does anyone really need 7 cases of Red Bull? Is that really why you're in here? No, you're not. Like, the dirty sweatpants, I can smell you from the other side of the aisle.
Dude, when I was at Capitol Hill, I was walking home one night, and like, out of the shadow, I hear these two dudes go, you want to buy some beers for a dollar? So I'm like, dollar beer.
Yeah.
And I look at them, and I forget what it was, but it was some IPA. And I go, I'm not going to buy them, as I know you just stole them from the store. It's like,
You could sell those for like $3 a can and people would buy them.
They'd buy them. Yeah. Why didn't you buy them?
Because they were an IPA.
I would have bought.
Like, and honestly, I used to love the City Market. I could tell they stole it from the City Market. So out of respect to City Market, God, I still love that little quarter. I mean, it's a great little
I would have bought the beer and then told him later, hey, man, I think somebody stole the six pack.
You're right.
I think that because I bought it.
Miles is right, too. I was in that City Market all the time. I knew everybody that worked there, and I love their fried chicken.
I forgot their fried chicken.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Just wanted to say, long-time listener, first-time caller. Congrats on 20 years. You guys are fantastic.
Oh, thank you, man.
I love listening to you guys in the afternoon on my way home from work and when I get home. So just appreciate the job you guys have done the last 20 years supporting the Seattle area.
Hey, man, we appreciate you being there. If it weren't for you, we wouldn't have a job.
It's pretty simple. Yep, that easy.
Yeah. So, I've had about 13 jobs in my life. I'm going to tell you about the worst job I've ever had. I worked for, I don't know if I can say the name of the company or not, but I'm going to anyways because I don't work there anymore. I don't care. Tim's Cascade Potato Chips.
Okay.
And my job was literally to stand on a conveyor belt and wait for raw potatoes to come to me and pick them up and then slice them with a metal blade that was right in front of me.
Wow. It wasn't automated?
8 hours a day. Nope, wasn't automated. This is about 15 years ago, so I don't know if they've gotten AI or advanced any of their technology or whatnot, but literally for 8 hours a day, standing on a conveyor belt, picking up potatoes and then slicing them over a metal blade.
They got bought out by a big company.
They're automated now.
Yeah,
that, however, wasn't the worst part. The worst part was I stood directly behind the vat of salt and vinegar that just boiled all day.
How bad did you smell?
When I got home from work, my girlfriend at the time told me I stunk. I needed to take a shower. So I took 3 showers that night, scrubbed my body with a loofah, did everything I could to get this stink off of me, and I could not do it.
You still smelled like
no
a douche.
What I did.
Basically.
Summer's Eve again? Yes.
How long did you work there?
2 days. Only job I ever quit.
Two days?
The second day, I couldn't handle not getting anything in the bedroom anymore and decided it was time to find a new job.
Now, would you ever order salt and vinegar potato chips?
No, I can't stand the smell of it. Okay. It doesn't matter if the brand or anything. It's just,
I like your decision making. Hey, fellas, listen. Thank you for hiring me. I'm not getting laid.
I wasn't near the Hawaiian, so they're fine with those.
Yeah. Hey, man, it is what it is. Like, that comes first at the end of the day. You got to have your priorities straight.
That's right.
You're right. But I mean, Tim salt vinegar. I love those chips.
I do, but then again, I did not stand next to the boiling vat. But he's not wrong. Like, if your job prevented you from getting laid, I'm not doing this, man. Sorry.
How many different places have you worked? What were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I've been trying to count it up as I've been on hold. I want to say maybe 16 to 18 jobs.
All right. That seems to be about our average today.
Yeah. Well, worked in catering over COVID, so weren't too many people
hiring then.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like a very non-lucrative job right there. What was your certainly first job?
First job was, I went to junior high school in Ohio. We had where Wright State plays at the Nutter Center out there. I was part of the – you could work at 14 and a half out there. And I wanted a job before I was 14. I wanted stuff that I wanted to buy. So I had the lovely job of switching over the floors in between ice rink, basketball games, and concerts, which is amazing because if you know the hours of when they do that, I still can't believe my dad let me do that.
It's overnight,
but
isn't
that,
it?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was a good workout, kind of, and it gave me a new appreciation for what goes on there. That's
what?
Sure.
How long does that take, on average, the process of switching over the floors for different events?
It's about 2.5 hours, depending on the floor, and then we're only really doing the floors and, like, helping break down, especially for hockey games, take the plexiglass. Teams, you know, you're not going to have a kid take remove plexiglass on his own, but we went in as worked as teams, and certainly the hockey boards and then the plexiglass above that. That took the most time because you got to be really careful.
What arena? Arena. Were you
Nutter Center?
It was the Irvin J. Nutter Center out there in Dayton, Ohio.
That is the name.
I'm looking it up
so
right now.
That's the Nutter Center. So that's not the Dayton Arena.
No. That's where they play the lovely first stage of the tourney, baby.
Oh, but, the high school? So the Flyers don't play there anymore?
Yeah, the Flyers play at UD Arena is what that's called. And then, Wright State plays at the Irvin J. Nutter.
The Nutter Arena.
Yeah. Join us.
You'll get fired if you don't. Not you, but if you work there, you can't, So,
can't giggle. Did you work at the Nutter Center?
We're not going to change the name, but you can't giggle.
You can only imagine his kids.
Sure.
I got to ask, does it have anything to do with like Little Debbie and
Nutter Butters?
Nutter Butters? Or Nutter Butters, the candy?
No. Irvin, I'm just leaving that alone. No.
It's just the guy's name, I'm guessing.
Did you ever meet Mr. Nutter?
I don't think he was alive in the late 90s or mid 90s. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. All right. So he was like a philanthropist, local businessman, donated a bunch of money.
Who's that?
Porn star.
Irvin J. Nutter.
Oh, Irvin J. Nutter. Okay.
Irv Nutter.
Just want to make sure. At least he got the arena. This is true. And I don't remember if it's Indianapolis or Indiana, but there was, because I don't remember if this guy was the mayor of Indianapolis or the governor of Indiana. Anyway, he had 4 consecutive terms. He was elected. The people loved him. He's still very well regarded there. He has since passed, but his family's there. Anyway, do you remember this, Ted?
I can't remember
Harry,
the name.
Mr. Harry.
So his name was Harry Balls, B-A-A-L-S, but it is pronounced Balls. Okay, so they were going to honor this guy. Keep in mind, he was there for 4 terms, and apparently he did a lot to turn around the city or state, whichever one it was. Anyway, so they're going to open this big-ass building in honor of him, and the city ended up shooting it down. It's like 5-10 years ago. They wouldn't do it.
Just Indiana. It's Fort Wayne.
Okay, yeah, because the family's like, dude, just open the building. You're honoring the legacy that they left behind. And they said, look, we'd love to, but we can't call this the Harry Ball Center. I think it was actually the Harry Ball
library.
Center.
It was a library.
The Harry Ball's library.
Library.
Yeah, so they ended up not doing it. You researching Harry Balls?
Look, if he wasn't such
Don't do images.
If he was such a badass and good at football, we would make fun of Dick Butkus all day long.
Sure.
Yes.
What about Randy Johnson, for crying out loud? Right here.
Jimmy Johnson.
I know. It's so redundant at that point.
Well, but Jimmy Johnson's so close. For some reason, Jimmy Johnson doesn't hit for me.
It would be cool if his middle initial were R. So it's like Jimmy R. Johnson.
You know, like Papa Murphy. I mean, you could get him. You could go
Jimmy
for
and
it.
Johnson.
Yeah, Jimmy and Johnson.
Tara Daly, Steve Makes the Daily Makes Morning Show. On the way, we're going to sit and spin. We've got the 10 biggest Halloween songs in history. And your email's coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.